This is Crystal Lefrenier, and I am recording my podcast for Writing 1010. My subject is Jewish food with my friend Hera, who is willing to be interviewed about latkes, how to make them, and what she knows about the history behind them. So, we just made a plate of latkes, which are potato pancakes, usually eaten around Hanukkah. And, Hera, do you want to tell us about the recipe for this?
They're pretty easy. You just need potatoes to start with, and then you grate them. And then you add eggs and matzo meal, and then you fry them in olive oil.
Okay, now I noticed that they're a little crispy looking. Is that normal, or do you just like them burnt?
They're supposed to be crispy. Most fried food tastes better crispy, otherwise it gets a little bit soggy and gross.
So far these are pretty awesome. I've had a few of them. They're very similar to hash browns, but apparently you can't use bagged hash browns to make them because they're frozen. So we had to grate all the potatoes by hand, and it was quite exhausting. During the process, I asked if we could have bacon with them, and for some reason I was told no.
No.
So, can you tell me what a little bit about the tradition of latkes?
They're traditionally fried in olive oil because that reminds us of the oil that burned for 8 days during Hanukkah. Sometimes you can add schmaltz, but that's kind of a fatty oil, so.
What does schmaltz mean? Do you know?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, so is there any specific way of practicing Jewish person would eat these, or?
My family wasn't very strict, so I'm not sure if there's specific ways. I just know that it's traditional with olive oil around Hanukkah, yeah.
Okay, so right now we're eating the gigantic plate of latkes that we made, and I'm finding them to be crispy, and we did deviate a little bit from the recipe, which I don't know if that's okay. We put some French's fried onions in them.
Instead of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You can put fresh onion with them. I don't really like fresh onions, so I skipped that. And then we did the French's onions kind of as a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah. Traditionally, does some part of these have to be blessed by a rabbi, or is that just in the manufacture process of the food?
Just in the manufacture process. You want different things to be kosher as much as you can.
Okay. Can you explain what kosher means?
It's a way of preparing the food or not eating certain foods together. No pork, obviously.
So no bacon.
Right. And
that's
no
horrible.
No dairy and meat together. And then different ways that the meat is prepared.
Okay. So, trying to think of more questions to ask to fill up time. Oh, we just got a sneaky thief stealing a latke, and now he's running away. Okay, that was awesome. Do you have any added information? So,
Sometimes you can add sauces, like dipping sauces.
What kind of dipping sauces do you use for these?
I've seen quite a few different ones. I've never actually tried them, though. I'm not much of a cook, so I tend not to go for the complicated things.
And complicated is in more than two ingredients? Or
yeah, if it's more than two, I'm usually out. I'll find someone else to make it.
Okay. Well, usually I make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll usually make the things that are more than two ingredients. Okay. So, the reason I chose latkes as my podcast is because I was not raised in a family with very many cultural leanings. So I found somebody who had more than me, which obviously she's not an Orthodox Jewish person. I don't know. So we Oh, yay, it didn't stop. So, that is our podcast for today. Thank you.
Yay.